Banner Productions presents.
Turning in my nurse's cart for the evening. Good night, ladies. See you tomorrow.
Something evil comes this way.
I was running away from England, my childhood, the winter, a series of love affairs and the few pieces of furniture that life had collected around me. I was running away from almost everything. Another night shift at the hospital had ended. I took a cigarette from my handbag to relieve the stress of another long day. A man approached me, smoking a three-banded cigarette. He wore a dark blue belted raincoat and a pulled-down soft black hat. He was good-looking, in a dark, rather cruel way. A scar showed down his left cheek. I searched for my matches. No luck.
May I offer you a light?
Please. I can't seem to find my matches anywhere.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
So long. He smiled, walked on, and entered the lit phone booth at the end of the street. And that's when all hell broke loose.
The Adventures of Commander Bond. In London stands the nondescript office building of Universal Exports. Below, unbeknownst to the general public, lies a sprawling labyrinth, home to the world's most sophisticated spy network. In this vast myriad of tunnels, British intelligence officers work day and night, processing incoming data from all points on the globe. While the world sleeps, an urgent message reaches the switchboard, and a crisis is born.
Immediate report.
Trouble, sir.
Right. Dispatch with immediate haste to the 00 section.
Which agent?
007.
Get down behind the car.
You saved my life.
Slow down. Okay?
Yes, I think so. You're bleeding. Are you hit?
Yeah, in the leg. I'm gonna rip the sleeve off this raincoat, tie around the wound. Won't stop that bleeding.
Let me help. Let me just tighten it up a bit.
That's tight enough.
Perfect. That should hold.
Listen to me. You need to get out of here. This car will protect us and give us some time to slip into that back alley here. There's no more than 4 steps. We'll have to move fast. I'm gonna lay down some covering fire. On 3, we make a break for it. Got it?
Got it.
1, 2, go!
We made it.
Got a long way to go. Quick. Left, up here, by this food stand.
They're behind us!
A few shots to hold them off.
Looks like you hit one.
Good. That has them running for cover.
If we hurry, we can lose them up ahead. The streets here are always crowded.
How far?
About 2 blocks east.
Let's move.
We're almost there. Just right around this corner here. Oh no. There's a fence separating us from the crowd.
You go first. I'll cover you.
Yeah, I'll give you a boost.
All right.
Up and over.
I'm up. Let me swing around. I'm over.
My turn. Getting up's easy. Getting down will be the tough part. All right, I'm at the top.
They're coming. Turn around.
We'll slow them down.
Jump!
Help me up.
Take my hand.
Thanks. The crowd's right around the corner.
Damn it! We lost them? Get over that fence and fan out. Track them down. I'm going back to that phone booth we passed to report in. There, Gettler. The man and girl got away into a crowd. I don't know where she came from, but she was with him.
Doesn't matter. Kill them both. Remember, Enrico, we hired you for a reason. Put your knife to good use when you find them.
Yes, sir.
Are you feeling okay? You look pale as a ghost.
I'm getting a little lightheaded, but I'll be fine.
Why are they shooting at us?
I'm afraid that might be my fault. I'm sorry you had to get involved.
I don't understand. Who are they? And who the hell are you?
I'm on your side. What you need to know now is that they'll be back and they'll be coming for both of us. They don't care why you're involved. They'll want you dead.
Who wants us dead?
Long story.
What now?
We look around for Carl. Let's keep moving through this crowd. Damn. Keep looking forward. Thought I saw one of them in the crowd back there. If it is who I think it is, we are in trouble.
Why?
I recognize that ugly face and broken nose anywhere. Ex-mafia man named Enrico Scolari. He's a turkey doctor. That's what the mob calls them. He's known for his expertise with a knife.
You know him, then?
Never met him. Just known professionally. I've seen his handiwork before.
What's a turkey doctor?
Well, they cut you apart. Take off limbs. Your fingers, your toes, your eyes, your tongue. But their skill is they keep you alive for the whole thing.
Dear God, why?
The Italians sent in one of their women undercover to a regional mob syndicate. Her cover was blown almost immediately. They sent in Enrico to get her to talk. Took her apart, piece by piece.
And you saw this?
The Italians asked for help. I was nearby on assignment in the Alps. By the time I got there, they were gone. Found her. Alive. She could barely make a sound. She only said two things before she died.
What were they?
She said she didn't give them any information.
And the other?
Please kill me.
Did you?
We need to move faster.
Is that gonna happen to us?
No. We'll take care of him. Here, let's duck down the side street. I see a car. Help me over that black two-door sedan.
Thank God. The door's unlocked.
No keys. Get in the passenger side. I'll hotwire it.
You got the panel off. Good.
I just need to cross these two wires. And there we go.
Look out. Here they come. Reverse! Reverse! All right, you're clear. Go, go, go. That way down the highway.
That was close.
Why are we slowing down?
They must have hit the fuel line.
What do we do?
We get as far as we can and we ditch the car.
But we need to get you to a hospital. You need to have that wound looked at.
If we don't find a safe place, and fast, that's going to be the least of our worries. Know a place?
Nowhere that we can make before this old heap gives out. But...
Yes?
An apartment complex up here. Mostly abandoned.
Good. The less people, the better.
She's just about done.
I'll pull the car into this alley up ahead. It looks dark enough. It may take a while to find it. far as the building?
A few blocks, but we can get there through the back streets.
Good. We have about 15 minutes before the reinforcements get here.
Hello?
Herr Gettler? It looks like the car was hit, and they may be on foot. We're preparing a grid search of this quarter of the city. We should have him soon.
Keep me apprised of any changes. Don't make any more mistakes.
Eyesore of a building?
7 floors. I'm exhausted. It doesn't seem like anyone is living here. Sure is quiet.
Good. Let's try this apartment at the end of the hall.
Door locked?
Afraid so. Yeah. Let me get my lockpick out. I may need a few seconds, but it should be relatively easy. See, I just turn this and stroke and twist. No. Ah. There we go. And we're in. Quick lock the door. Don't turn on the lights.
If there is even any electricity in this dive.
Let's be thankful for that full moon shining through the windows. Should make it easy for us to see what we're doing without the lights. Let's see. 2 rooms, living room with kitchenette, and a bathroom. Perfect. I can watch all points of entry from here. The front door we came in, the balcony, 2 sun windows.
Please have a seat on the bed so I can look at your wound.
Sure. I'll,
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're gonna pass out.
Wake up.
Thank God, you're awake.
How long was I out?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, then we don't have much time.
I took care of your leg. Thankfully, I come prepared.
A flask?
Always keep them in my purse. The bleeding stopped, but I had to rip your trouser leg to clean it.
Thanks.
Want a swig?
I thought you'd never ask. Hit the spot. Much obliged.
You feel fine otherwise?
Well, I've been through worse.
You really need to get to a hospital.
Well, first things first, we need to fortify this room.
You really think they'll follow us?
You can count on it. We need to do what we can to prepare. Let's get started, shall we?
Yes?
We found the car abandoned. We must be close.
Excellent. Any chance he got away?
Not likely. My man thought he hit him at least once. He's wounded. He couldn't have gone very far. We think we have him pinpointed to within a few blocks.
Great work.
Stand back. Here we go.
Why did you smash the mirror?
I'm out of ammunition. I need a weapon. Now, take the raincoat, hold it up against the sink, and use the book to brush some of these particularly nasty shards into the jacket.
Is that enough?
Perfect. Let's get back to the living room. Listen, we need... Sorry, what's your name?
Vivian. Or Viv, for short.
Listen, Viv, I'm sorry you're caught up in this mess. But you're better off with me. I can protect you. I'm telling you this because you need to prepare yourself for what happens next. They don't care if you're with me or not. You are a liability. They're coming here to kill us.
What can I do to help?
First, no matter what, promise you'll do whatever I ask.
Promise.
We need to bulk up our defenses around the front door with some of this debris. To at least slow down an assault.
And once that is done?
We wait. Hand me more of that broken wood to jam up against the dress in front of the door.
Here you go.
Ah, great. Thanks.
Are you going to ever tell me what this is all about?
Well, if I tell you, I'll be put to the gallows under the Official Secrets Act. But you did save my life. I suppose it's the least I can do.
You a policeman?
Something like that. It's complicated.
This Enrico you mentioned?
Yeah, with that chair over there.
Oh, sure. Here you are.
I'm sorry. You were saying about Enrico.
Oh, yes. This Enrico. Is that the guy you were after?
No. This all started last year during a job in France against a man named Le Chiffre. During the case, a Russian agent, Adolf Gettler, was tasked with keeping an eye on me. He was the only missing link to closing the story.
What happened?
He escaped. Roadblocks were put in place, but he was either long gone or slipped through one of them. He became invisible. Ghost. It was a clean cover job. We looked for him. So did the French and the Americans. Inquiries turned up nothing, became a cold case.
And that's why you are in Istanbul?
Yes. 2 weeks ago, a French asset had a sighting of Gettler in Istanbul and lost him before contact could be made.
Why is this man so important?
He's the missing link that connects to the higher-ups in Russia. If we find him, it could be a treasure trove of intel.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, the other concern is why he reappeared.
What do you mean?
He's one of the most wanted criminals in the world. He has successfully evaded every police and intelligence agency for the last year. Why risk it all?
And if he is risking it all, what for?
That's what I would like to find out. Funny enough, tonight was to be my last night in Istanbul. I'd had no success whatsoever. The trail had gone cold again, but as so often happens in this business, sometimes the big breaks are luck. The report said Gettler was spotted at the Armet Antiquities store.
Oh, that's by the hospital.
That's right. I've been there twice before, everything seemed on the level. Figured I'd take one last glance around, last-ditch effort. As I'm walking down the street to return to my hotel, guess who I see entering a car and driving off from that shop?
Gettler.
I went to call in the license number to see if we get a lead in his location, and, well, you know the rest.
Sounds like a dangerous job.
I imagine there are easier ways to make a living. All right. I think this front door is secure. Let's make sure the windows and balcony doors are locked.
Have you found him?
We have a tip, sir. An abandoned complex not far from where the car was found, a man saw a couple going inside. The man looked like he was wounded.
You have everything you need?
Yes, sir. If I can, I'll call again before we go in.
Make sure they both never leave that building.
So what's your story? How'd you end up here in Istanbul?
Well, it's probably not as exciting as being a policeman. I was tired of England. And the people. I had to get away. So a few years ago, I joined the Red Cross as a volunteer. Thought I'd see the world while helping others.
Sounds much more stressful than being a policeman. That can be a thankless job.
I was assigned to Turkey to provide assistance to the earthquake victims last year.
Certainly explains the handiwork cleaning up the wounds.
I guess I was there at the right time, right place to help you.
But the wrong time, wrong place for yourself.
You have a point there. Oh, wow. Come here and take a look at this.
Record player.
Whoever lived here left behind some music collection. Look at these titles. What do we have here? The Ink Spots.
Favorite?
It has memories.
Memories?
Of home. Feels like a different lifetime now. Windsor Castle was in the distance. Derek was paddling around while I worked the portable.
Sounds delightful. Who's Derek?
Old boyfriend. I gave up the relationship for the Red Cross. Sometimes I wonder if I made a mistake. Did I do the right thing? I don't know.
The ones we leave behind.
It's funny, you see, we only had 10 records. One of them was the Ink Spots. Derek loved the song, I'm Making Believe.
Well, I'm no Derek. But when this is all over, and it will be over soon, we'll listen to the song together. Why don't you go queue it up?
Sounds like a plan to me. There we go. All set. Just have to drop the needle. Did you hear that?
It's time. It'll be over quick, I promise. That came from the hallway. Get under the bed and stay there.
Okay. Please be careful.
Someone on the fire escape as well.
They're getting closer.
Man on the balcony, too. See a silhouette in the moonlight.
They're jimmying the window open.
He's coming in. Hand me up that shard of glass from earlier.
Here, take it.
Once he's in, I'll try and sneak up behind him. It's open.
I didn't see anything inside. No lights. Doesn't look like anyone's here. I'm going in.
Be quiet. Drop the gun. Now. Only one chance. How many of you? I'm going to move my hand from your mouth. If you scream, you die.
No, no, please don't. Get the glass away from my neck.
I said how many?
Five, including me.
Thanks. That's what I needed to know.
My neck.
Stay down, Viv. I have his gun.
Two men coming through the window.
Got him.
Behind you!
Ah!
How did that piece of wood feel across your skull? What are you gonna do now that you dropped your gun behind the record player? Get off the floor! I can't wait to get you on my operating table and start slicing you to pieces! But I suppose some quick cuts to start will have to do.
Oh, my shoulder.
I'm just getting started.
What about this right hook to your jaw?
Not bad. Not bad at all for a dead man. I knew you were there that night.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. That night I spent with your friend in Italian intelligence. What was it? Miss Russo? You saw what I did to her. When I got done with her, I could fit her limbs and organs in a mason jar. And she got to watch me seal it up and take it with me. Speaking of the ladies, where's your friend? Is she with us? I don't want her to miss out.
You bastard. Sounds like you need another uppercut.
The needle dropped. Good. Good. Let's have some music. You almost had me. You almost had me. If that record player wasn't behind me to keep me standing, that may have been it. My men will be through that front door in no time. Listen to them. Listen to them knock it down. And when that happens, my friend, then you'll be done for. And you'll be getting sliced apart from head to toe.
You're scared, Enrico. I see it in your face. In your eyes. The sweat. That damned ugly crookedness. You are an ugly bastard.
How about another slash across your chest? You're done for now.
Quick, by your foot. The man with the glass in his neck.
I got it.
Put down the glass. Put it down! Put it down now!
How does it feel to actually have someone to be able to slash back at you, Enrico? Put the knife down now. You're retreating. You have nowhere to go. You are done.
Stop!
Only the balcony's behind you.
Stop! My face! My face! I'm gonna ram this knife through your damn skull!
One more slash to your face will do it.
My eyes! Oh, my eyes!
The balcony, behind you.
The front door!
They're almost through.
Here's the gun. I got it from under the record player.
Get down!
How could you? How could you kill all those men?
I had no choice, Viv. I had no choice.
In life, there must be no regrets, no false sentiments. He was just a professional agent who had done his job. He was trained to fire guns and to kill people. brave, strong, ruthless. These were the qualities that went with his calling, what he was paid to be. They are cold-hearted, cold-blooded, ruthless killers. They have to be. They wouldn't survive if they weren't. They belong to a jungle into which I strayed for a few hours. He was only some kind of spy. Why should I make him my hero? What was so wonderful about that? He was the tough man of the world, the secret agent, the man who was only a silhouette. Thanks for staying awake last night and keeping watch.
Had to make sure we got them all. You should be safe now.
Glad you picked up some new clothes.
Borrowed them from our friend's apartment.
Well, I still think you need to get to a hospital.
I have a friend who takes care of those kind of things. Discreetly.
I see.
Go home. Forget about all this. Live your life.
By the way, I never got to ask. What's your name?
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Well, I guess this is it. Thanks, James, for everything.
Goodbye, Viv.
He touched me for the last time, and then we turned away from each other and walked off into our different lives.
Something Evil Comes This Way is a Banner production starring David Wigram as Ian Fleming's James Bond 007. The cast included Soa T. Syed as Viv, Joseph Trefney as Enrico Scolari, Jason Rockwell as Adolf Gettler, Charlie Smith McMahon as the lead intelligence officer and assassin, Andrew Roffey as the intelligence officer, and Lacey Shaw as the flight desk worker. Produced, scripted, and directed by Michael Higgins. Based on characters by Ian Fleming. The Commander Bond theme music by Michael Higgins. Something Evil Comes This Way is an unofficial non-profit audio drama that is in no way associated with MGM, United Artists, Sony, Universal, Eon Productions, or Ian Fleming Publications. James Bond 007 is a registered trademark of Danjack LLC.
Everything looks to be in order. Enjoy your flight to Cairo, Mr. Gettler.
Thank you. I think I will enjoy it very much.
The end of Something Evil Comes This Way. But James Bond will return in The City of the Dead.